Amen. Pastor Mamiantinase, God bless you so much, Phoebe and the brother. God bless you so much. You're doing a wonderful job. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, my empire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, because he's good and his message shall endure, God, I thank you. We say we thank you. We say we bless you. We say we magnify your name. You are a good, good God. So we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We are here, oh God, this morning to praise your name, to say you are a good God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey. Wow. The theme that the Lord, through our leaders, has given us today is such a wonderful theme. Praise the Lord. That's it. Hallelujah. Yinyamiaye. If you say, hallelujah. It is a very wonderful theme at a very crucial time of our lives. Yenni bi bi yokra, yenni aye yi bi yokra no. E wo se yi nyame aye se, odi Yesu Kristo baaye so maji ye nkwa. Onko pe ba bi pa mayen, na da che nya ba bi atena. Hallelujah. We need to praise God for that. In the contemporary music world, worship and praise are defined by means of the temple. But the true meaning of worship and praise is that worship is exhibiting who God is. And praise is the demonstration of what God has done. Hallelujah. For instance, if we sing a song like a Wuni Titi Titi Nyankopon, Wuni Asafu Yehowa, Unyami Kesie Yeka Uwo, Yeshi Rao Naya Tro.
True.
We are exhibiting, we are showing the world who God is. But if we sing a song like Den Amin Fana Yeu Anase Wonia Yemamina, that song is a song of praise. You are thanking God for what He has done. Hallelujah. And it's in a baby sao, sir. Are you here to praise the Lord today? From January 1st to today, the 31st, do you think, my brother asked the question, Frank asked the question, what are the things that you have received this year? What is the best gift that you have received this year? It's the gift of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is meet and right to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some Bible verses that we use, Psalm 63 verse 4 says, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in the name. Hallelujah. Whilst I live. What ya say, Guardia? I will say, we radia here. Psalm 134, verse 2 says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 141, verse 2 says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallel is found throughout the Bible as a Hebrew word for praise. It means to shine, it means to be boastful, and to glorify. The root of Hallel gives us two more important words. One is Hallelujah, a combination of praise, Hallel, and the name Yahweh, God's personal name in Hebrew. So when we say Hallelujah, we are talking about praise and God. So Hallelujah means praise Yahweh, Hallel Yahweh, Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It make hallelujah. Just so amen. Oh, free you. Hallelujah. Aha, free minuska. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Other words used for praise is yada. Yada means extending the hands vigorously. Toda also in the Hebrew word means extending the hands, acting out thanksgiving. Shabak means to shout loudly and to command. Barak means to kneel, to bless God, to bow down. This is not a begging attitude, but an expecting attitude. So praising God, it's an expecting attitude that God has done some and is going to do more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Zama is to touch the strings. Hallelujah. That is why we praise God with all the instruments. And Tahila, something that I believe we've all heard many times, to sing praises This is actually singing out in the spirit and just not just songs. Hallelujah. You were created to praise. You were created to praise the Lord. The reason for our being, the entire yatia sipa ni say ye be yin yamia ye. Hallelujah. The entire rade boy yampa ni say ye be yin a ye, ye be pejani di, ye be manisru, dani dani na. Amen. If we say dani dani da, or ye bribi mayen. No ye bribi maya, de biara esese ye dana say. Hallelujah. Would that sorry anopa? Now that's what in Kwamwa. Number Jagusudia Frusani Womua. I was so deradiasi. That is the first thing that you have to do. But unfortunately for us, the first thing we do is taking our phones and checking our messages. Hallelujah. Let us see a few things that praise does for us. Praise is the fruit of our lips. And it is to be done continually. Hallelujah. Aye ye, aye aduaba. Erade dia dum ye ya. Odi adum ya no. Ne wose aye da bia. E wose ye to asoda. We should never break in praise. We should continually praise. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that this fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. Do you have a fruit of your lips? How many times you praise God? How many times you lift up God? When things are hard, when things are not going well, you don't sit down and complain, but you praise God, for he knows what he is doing. The second thing is that praise helps us for us to perfect our faith in God, in the spirit, through our praises. So we nyamia ya, ebwa uma unya fapim, jidye fapim, ewo nyankupo mo. If we say, Abraham, Nimamu, I had dino. Now, Unia and Uncabesha, baby, a suno. Now, who's sorry? Now, we are radia. Now, who ye did Eddie Atron, Uncle Ponce, Pape, and Nimamu, a ding. Now, sumi, what did I saw? Mu, Namin himself, by ye, a son, so be ye, a radimida was yo, mida was it. Hallelujah. It helps us to build our faith. When your faith is dwindling, when your faith is going down, let me give you one secret. The secret to lift up your faith in God is praise. Hallelujah. Me say, Ebra, we duru baby a wuhu se wujidye abutu kakra, wujidye kwa fom kakra, odi opa fa ye yi jumbi si so. Nesa, nesa, nesa. Bemu se wujidye wanyanku pomo. Aye kase ewo Yesu Kristo dinemo. Hallelujah. Number three, there is strength in praise. The strength to overcome the enemy. The strength to overcome the adventure. God inhabits in our praise. And because of that, we have strength in him. He is the God that has all the strength. What in the Uncle to me in a crown? Now, Bible can I was Psalm number 8, verses 2 say, out of the mouth of babies and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightst still the enemy and the avenger. God inhabits in our praise. Yaye yemunu onyami tim, aye yemunu onyami wambi. And it just says, oh, yeah, me too, why, yeah, yeah, muntino. Oh, bah, what you are deep in a bro. Hallelujah. He brings you strength to overcome the enemy. When the enemy tries to bring you down, praise will bring you up in the name of Jesus. When the enemy tries to cover you up, praise will lift you up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm number 50, verses 14 and 15 says, offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. He lives in your praise. In times of trouble, praise God. In times of adversity, praise God. And God will show up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four, praise puts us in the will of God and causes God to maintain our right of course. Hallelujah. Bible cover 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. It says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So our praises puts us in the will of God. It puts us in the will of God. Hallelujah. And we know what the will of God does for us. The will of God takes care of us. The will of God protects us. The will of God is to make us the head and not the tail. The will of God is to bless us and not to curse us. The will of God is to give us abundantly above all that we can think of. So praise will bring you all these in the name of Jesus. Praise is the protocol, number five, of entering God's presence. Hallelujah. Ope se, unya erade presence, eko remwa. Praise is the key word. Hallelujah. Or say, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. It is a person who you enter the gates of heaven and enter the gates into the presence of God. The key word, the key that you need, the password that you need is not the password on your phone, it's the password of praise. Hallelujah. That is the protocol. It is the key word. It is the password of entering God's presence. Praise releases God's strength and power. As I said earlier on, praise releases God's strength and power. Because Jesus quoted that out of praise, we avenge against the enemy. Hallelujah. Number seven, praise will reverse your circumstances. Yay! Hallelujah! Merci. Enyemana butunaham. Merci. Why ye badani niyama? Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus. The children of Judah were surrounded by these enemies. They didn't know what to do. And Jehoshaphat, the leader, rehearsed some previous victorious songs and songs of deliverance, and they came out victoriously. We have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. Hallelujah. Merci. Why ye ye verse sanyamano, oh, yes, Christo, denamam. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jezebel, so he sang songs. Hallelujah. At a time when the Israelites were faced with many enemies, when they didn't know what to do, they sang praises. We all know the story about Paul and Silas in the prisons. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around. Turned it around. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around.
God has turned it around. Oh, turn.
This was the song of Joseph.
What, yeah.
When he saw his brothers
for evil, God has turned around.
His brothers who decided to kill. That is what praise can do. Praise is a reflection of the innermost part of your heart. It's a reflection of the heart. Psalm number 9 verses 1 and 2 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises of your name, O Most High. Aye yi chred ye se wakumam. Aye ye se onyankopon ehwe akumam nipa hwe ni so na so onyankopon hwe den akumam. Se onyame behwe wakumam na hu de wo wakumam a na awoso hu aye yi dwuma ehwe wakumam. Hallelujah. The praise song that you sing brings out what is actually in your heart. In the name of Jesus. And the free wakumem and eba. And it in a ya jumno. Presbyterian hymn number 6. Ose mekra shira era. Deno. Se o. O yi na yem ye chira. Nama. No ni. Mekuman so. Dano. Nodo. No so I say all day me from Sophie Raymond or Samia Revache or Jimmy Cra or Odi, Odi ne pagumi so. Na mami to me ya for fraud.
Mami to me ya.
Na hakra dem it deno. Eh na mi to say. Eh okoripo. Eh na mi.
Eh. Wasosu.
Eh na mi to say.
Missy, so you're ready, I am. Of the moment to soccer,
yeah. I was so.
Praise is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So you're ready, I am for the ball and I will ball. Hallelujah. Yes, you're a seeker. You're a warding. You're a baby, I am a juma. And also ya for the bo. But for the bo kasiye pa womuno. Aye wa ye yi juma woto. Hallelujah. Praise is a sacrifice. As I read earlier on, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 tells us that. By him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. And it's ya bra we ye radia ya no. Na wo ba for de. Ase radia no bonyam. Hallelujah. Praise is the evidence of a transformed life. Wo ye radia ya na kire se niema sesa wa brabonum. Hallelujah. Na kire sa brabon aye ye. It's a transformed life because so the one in the streets is not praising God. But if you are in the house of God, lifting up your hands and praising God, then it means your life has been transformed. It means your life has been renewed. It means you have a new life in Christ. Hallelujah. And the last is that praise is an attitude. Hallelujah. Praise is an attitude of gratitude. Ayayi, aye suban. Hallelujah. Let us see that attitude of praise in you. Ye ayayi suban edi. You need to take an attitude of gratitude. We are called to be thankful people. to have an attitude of thanksgiving. We all know what your kind of attitude, oh, she has an attitude, or he has an attitude. That's the negative part of attitude. But you can develop an attitude of thanksgiving. Sir, obitina wenim e yaw pa didi wa tamano. Na wutu aye ye joma merade radame dasi. Hallelujah. That is the attitude of gratitude. Sir, and yet ya wukani na mitye. Nensu de radidi mi abedro. De radia ye me. And no, and a me danas ye. Would you pa yemi free hakosi ha and family home? Name of the radia come in family home. And no, and a me danasi wom. Hallelujah. Let us develop an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Me say ya subai. My young who subaya. In everything, give thanks to God. No, in everything, give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Give thanks to God. Show that attitude. Me say, me yenka wa ye ye mu me yenka sa wu ye dwe en fa ho onyame do. Hallelujah. Let us see that attitude of gratitude in you in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says, now thanks be unto our God, which always causes us to triumph in Jesus Christ. Can who say why ye mono udin kunim? Why ye mono Christo Bwaw Emma Udin kunim and unti ma and no and ya attitude man yun ya usubai oh yes Christo Jinima. Hallelujah. Is somebody here today? Is somebody here today? Is somebody here? Oh, with a life in the name of Jesus. Utin kwamunana. Oh yes, oh, I wish. Say me can attitude in Kobe be sorry ananti ananti. Hallelujah. Atre se emi ye radia yo wo yesu din ma. Hwe obi ye radia ye wo asafo mu anasa sorry them na ne ho ye wahia. Abusa wa hwe ye nyame no beko. Hallelujah. Because onu no nim de radia ya ma no. In the name of Jesus. Onu and onim dia o nyame aka fo no. Onu no nim. Hallelujah. Okoku kuamwa. Esubia wasu. Ah, arehuabia wedi. Nafei. Onyamia mana huadi fufrobi. Se onfeni na ya. Na usu tibabi kase na hedi ochirebi. Hey! Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to end with Psalm number 50. It is one of my favorite psalms. It says, I'll praise thee, the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the tambourines and dancing. Praise him with strings and flute. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with a resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see your attitude. Let me see your attitude. I want to see your attitude tonight in the name of Jesus. This morning, remember, it is the last day of 2023. The last morning of 2023. I want to see your attitude. Mami who subaina. I will yes demon. I yeah yes subaina. And you need to be back home. And you need to be back home. You subaredi. I will yes demon. Praise God. Let me see your attitude in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Lift up the handkerchief in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our Jesus Christ of them. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Oh, say, yeah. I want to see your attitude. It's yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Yes, Christ. Oh, say, yeah.
You've been a good God. So we will show our attitude of gratitude in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.